I am joined by Chief Mitch Randles of the Joplin, Missouri Fire Department. They recently suffered a devastating tornado that destroyed much of their town, including the firehouse. Thanks for joining us, Chief.
Good morning. Thank you.
Let's first start off. Can you tell me a little bit about that day, where you were at, and what happened when the tornado hit?
Well, I had been coming from my son's high school graduation. I got a call from my emergency manager that he had told me we had some significant weather headed into town, so we basically left that graduation ceremony and came straight down to our main fire station, which is also our EOC for the city, and started watching the weather here with him on that afternoon.
And how much time did you have to prepare from the moment you found out the severe weather was coming through and the moment if sirens did go off, mm-hmm. getting the warning that the tornado was coming through town?
Well, we've been watching this weather system most of the afternoon and knew that it had some significant threats of tornadoes and stuff in it. It had actually started to dissipate a little bit on its way over, and we were kind of thinking it was going to basically just turn into another severe thunderstorm for us, which are quite common here in the Midwest. But probably about 20 to 25 minutes before it got to the actual city, it started re-intensifying, and we got placed under a tornado warning, and that was when we first sounded our outdoor warning sirens. As it approached the city, we got a report of a funnel cloud, on the outskirts of town, and so we sounded those again with about a, depending on where you were in town, somewhere between a 3 and probably 5 or 6 minute warning ahead of it. So we did manage to get the sirens and the warning out to the public, probably 20 minutes beforehand, and then about another 3 to 5.
Can you explain to our listeners about the warning? How is that put out, and is it just an audible warning, or are there other warnings that are sent out either through multimedia or the media?
Well, obviously we've been teaching our public to not depend on the outdoor warning sirens, and the sirens that I was speaking of that were set off were outdoor warning sirens, which we have at numerous locations throughout the area. But we also have trained our public to depend upon the weather radios and listen and monitor those, and both of those warnings were put out via the weather radios as well. So between that and our local media, I feel like we did as much as we could to warn the public of the storm that was approaching the city.
So part of your public education campaign is to convince the public or encourage them to go out and buy these weather radios. For our listeners that may not be aware, they basically warn them if it's in their house that the storm is coming, correct?
That's correct. They're linked directly to the National Weather Service, and they do provide a warning of any approaching storms, whether they're just severe thunderstorms or they're it's tornadic activity. So yes, that's correct.
Okay, and can you just share as a final question some of the lessons learned from this experience? Obviously, I learned from media reports that you lost your house. There was a personal toll, but just overall as a chief, what could you share with other chiefs about this experience so that they can do the best they can if a natural disaster hits their area?
Well, I did lose my own home, and that of course has been a burden on myself and my wife as well, and because of we've got the family aspect going for that as well. But as far as from the fire service aspect of it, we very quickly asked for assistance. I mean, we very quickly realized that this was out of our scope of ability to handle on our own or within our department or even within our region. We very quickly got out the request for mutual aid and for assistance from others. Our statewide mutual aid system that we have functioned fantastically and provided significant assistance to us. We had our regional IST team, our incident management team, come in and help us with the EOC setup and tracking. Those were all very helpful. Probably if I have a lesson learned, the two big things that were probably our biggest hindrance or were our biggest challenges during the first couple of days to of the event was probably number one was the amount of companies and individuals that self-dispatched and ended up in the city, and we had a problem with the media from like CNN and MSNBC and Weather Channel were all out on the air going basically stating, hey, if you're an emergency responder, head for Joplin, they need all the help they can And while we appreciate them, you know, taking up our cause, that did cause some confusion among responders and some freelancing of responders out there in the area, which, you know, finally after a couple of days of that, we were able to try to get under control with the assets that we had in town. So that was definitely a significant challenge. Probably the second thing that was was a significant challenge, and we've heard about this for years, and it's been at the forefront, and I know there's been a lot of money thrown at it, but is interoperability of radio systems and communication systems. You know, we've spent significant money trying to upgrade and make ourselves interoperable with others, and it was made clear in this situation that we're still just not there yet. There's still significant issues that need to be addressed and answered, and you know, get emergency responders on the same page, on the same frequencies, or be able to interoperate between frequencies, as we had virtually every radio spectrum in town operating, but yet sometimes we couldn't talk to people that were a block or so away from us. So those two issues with the self-dispatching and the communications, which I think you see in any major disaster, you know, continue to be a problem. And I'd love to see some way that we can get those, you know, a little bit better handle on those as a fire service community.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Chief. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.